The 2020 holidays are going to be a little different this year. A little quieter. A little smaller. As we rethink our holidays, Mall of America rethought Thanksgiving week. Introducing 8 days of giving, kicking off our holiday season with generosity and community in mind. Each day focuses on a different kind of giving, from supporting charities to shopping locally owned stores to treating yourself with kindness too. And it's all at Mall of America. Get giving and celebrating at mallofamerica.com.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After hours.
Gosh, Dez, just look at him. How did we get so lucky to get to do a podcast with such a marvel of a human?
He's so handsome with his hair-free face.
Gosh, he even put product in his hair today.
It's so weird.
Is it weird to like dress like an adult with a collared shirt and do your hair normal and shave your face?
I hate it. I had to shave all those little straggly hairs into the sink.
It looks good, buddy.
Gosh, what a man.
No.
Look at him.
Did you choose that shirt that you're wearing?
He always picks flesh-colored products.
This is orange.
It's so bright.
It's not bright.
It's very fleshy-colored.
It's orange. What am I supposed to be?
You look like a Georgia peach.
Why don't you pick me three colors, Dez, that apparently my body can fit into perfectly?
Black, and black.
Always buy. You guys don't always wear black.
Video yesterday, black. Video today, black.
I have a black t-shirt on underneath this.
Navy blue is your friend.
Maybe I should just not wear this collared shirt and wear only black.
No, you look like we need to bring you to the squeezing room.
Okay, fine. You know what? I'm taking the shirt off. Taking it off as we speak.
No.
Maybe for grapefruit more.
Yep.
No,
I'm taking it off.
No.
Yep. No, the collar is nice.
Nope, it's gone.
It's borderline fleshy peachy color.
Yeah, it's coming off now. I'm not wearing it. I have the black shirt on underneath, and it's a black t-shirt.
But then
Then
you don't have a layer underneath, and we know that those headlights really turn on high beams.
I have three shirts. Wow, you guys analyze my clothes a lot. Yeah. I have three shirts. Look at.
Well, you sit so close to the camera. How could we not?
When they built this amazing studio for me, they gave me 2 inches of desk space.
Your breasts are in my face every morning.
Yeah. We can motorboat the crap out of him on Wednesday.
I actually like it.
This is good.
It's kind of a weird thing, but
all right. Okay. We should start with what a listener wants Dez to do. They want you to go off on our listener from this morning. Yeah. Sarah, who mocked your child's name. Remember?
The one who named her kid Raw.
Yeah. So here we go.
No.
This is from an upset listener. Dez can rip her in the podcast since we know she doesn't listen. For making fun of Dusty and River.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dez. Tell her what you really think. She's like, what idiot would name their kid Dusty River?
Yeah, she said that.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm on your mother-in-law's side now. I don't even care.
Go ahead. Give her the business, Dez.
Just rip into her. Come on, Dez.
Yeah.
She's got this.
Tell her. Tell her off.
You, my friend, are rude. That was not nice. If you don't have something nice to say, you don't say it at all.
Okay. Yes. What? You gotta really give her the business.
Okay.
She insulted the name you gave to your two children.
Yeah, she said what moron would name their kids Dusty and River?
Screw you, lady.
Oh, God, that's super intimidating.
Yeah.
Hit her with something else.
Come on.
I'm gonna hit you with the door.
Give her
don't
the
let
business.
It hit you in the ass
Come
when
on.
You're leaving.
Huh.
Is that not mean? Okay.
Are you going to start? Or?
Okay. You know what? You don't talk about my kids like that. Those are my kids. It's a beautiful name. You take Raw and you whatever you're going to name your second kid. I don't even know. I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Wow. This is so embarrassing.
What do I say? Bleep you? Is that
I don't know.
You can get angry without swearing.
Not really.
You can't get angry at all. We just heard it.
I think, screw you, lady.
That was giving her the dizziness.
The dizziness.
Yeah. If you don't have anything nice to say, just don't say it. That's rude.
Are we just going to repeat that over and over again?
Yeah, let's
And another thing, if you just can't be nice and you don't have anything nice to say, then just listen to your Buster Brown. You don't say anything, okay?
Maybe your mother-in-law is right.
Yeah.
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 About what?
That. About all the stuff she says. She gives you books saying you're not a good mom and you're not a good wife.
Okay. Well, that was good. Whew. I'm so glad that got brought up. Yes. Well, boy, I hope she's feeling a burn somewhere. I mean, she just got singed.
She's going to need to stop off at CVS for some aloe vera.
You damn right she will.
Gotcha.
All right. Oh, God. Okay, we do need to move on from this because this is bad. Wow. We had a recommendation that we change the topic we were just discussing a moment ago about these people who had their childhood sexual awakenings in a very strange way. It's called I'ma Need a Minute.
Oh, I'ma Need a Minute.
It's those moments where you went, why am I feeling these funny feelings all of a sudden? I don't get it.
I'ma Need a Minute.
I'ma Need a Minute.
It's the best.
The scene in Toy Story 2 when the old guy comes to restore Woody, I'ma Need a Minute.
I'ma Need a Minute. Wow, that did it for you, huh?
Apparently. This one I can second. And third, Paul freaking Walker. I'ma Need a Minute.
Yes. Yeah, there were a lot of people who had crushes on him.
God, that was he in Deep Blue something?
Deep Blue, Deep Blue Ocean? Deep Blue Ocean?
There was a sex Deep Blue scene sea. In that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my Started God. Off the whole movie, I believe.
Oh, God.
Wham, bam.
Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. I'ma Need a Minute.
Wow. I mean, he was in great shape.
Yeah.
He was handsome.
He had a lot of chest hair, didn't he?
Yeah. He did, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a lot. Like I don't think they ever painted him in the picture of being that person somebody crushed on.
Yeah.
Weird.
Harrison Ford is Indiana Jones. He's how I realized I was gay when I was 10. I'ma Need a Minute.
Seeing him work with his fear of snakes.
Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, we just watched The Little Mermaid the other day, and he stands the test of handsome time.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't age. He's a cartoon.
Well, he's still just as cute as I remembered him.
Well, but yeah, because he hasn't aged a minute.
I'm a still minute. Into him, is what I'm saying.
Oh. I get it, because he God! Looks the same.
Seriously. But I'm taking my anger out on the other lady, on you. I'm so sorry about that.
I mean, when you were into Louis Armstrong when you were a kid, he has changed. I get it. Tell us about all the big band people that you were into. Dizzy Gillespie, was he one of your favorites too?
Oh, Dizzy was great.
Oh, and did you love Henry Winkler when he was like actually on Happy Days?
Dez!
Hey, Dez! He okay. punched the jukebox.
Zach from Hanson. Oh, that hair. I'ma Need a Minute.
Mm-hmm.
Did that do anything for you? I never felt anything with the Hanson boys. Nothing.
I always just thought they were cute. Yeah. They didn't like rev my engine.
Me either. You were a little older.
Kate Upton running on the beach and the other woman.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
It got me going.
Jeez.
Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom.
Oh. Joey Lawrence and Blossom.
Hey.
I never watched that show.
That show, I watched it a lot, but I mean, I knew a lot of people had crushes on him.
Yeah, he's still cute.
Zach and Saved by the Bell. Yeah, he did that for everybody. Straight girls, gay boys, everyone was going, he's so dreamy.
Yeah.
Zach Morris.
They were the it couple, Kelly and Zach. They really were.
Yeah, they were. I'ma Need a Minute. Those are great. Thank you for all the texts.
I was just trying to think of what Joey actually said from Blossom, and it wasn't,
whoa.
What
did he say?
It was, whoa. And she went, hey.
I was almost there.
Oh, God.
Well, kind of like when Rudy talked about having a candelabra on his piano, and she's like, okay, Versace. You can't really count on her to have anything right.
Oh,
I
God.
Mean, but we could not confirm nor deny
if
Versace had candelabra.
Do not defend this. You know you meant Liberace, but you couldn't think of it.
I did mean Liberace.
No, do you remember this doozy of a gem today?
Oh,
no,
God.
We're talking about the one that's no longer there, Mercury, right? Mercury's not a planet anymore. Is that it?
No.
No, and that's the other thing that you're completely missing. It's still a planet. Pluto is a planet. It's just not included in our solar system.
Well, that's not what...
It didn't blow up.
That's not what Gina said.
No.
Gina said, not a planet anymore.
No, they are planets. There's, oh,
it blew
Lordy.
Up.
Okay.
It's not there. Gosh, it's that far away, huh?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, it's that far away. You know, it's not too far away. Christmas. Wow.
Yes, yes,
a little over
yes.
a month away. And now we're finding out that people are deciding to buy themselves all kinds of gifts to boost their mood for the holidays.
Oh, and Ryan, I am not kidding you when I say this. Cars. television, entertainment centers, video game systems. I don't know if you guys saw the new video game systems came out, and they're like over $1,000 for the two systems. People are buying that for themselves. They're buying the most expensive thing, and they're saying 2020, blow it out your A.
Oh,
because
really?
I am not putting up with you anymore, and I deserve something. Because a lot of people aren't going to get together for the holidays with anybody.
You know, so, what's funny? We are not doing a Christmas tree this year. We're not doing a gift exchange. None of it.
Yeah, nothing. Same here.
We're putting it toward a trip instead. We want to go on a really epic vacation when it's safe to travel. So,
love that.
What do we need? We just got done getting rid of all of our stuff at a garage sale. And with the move, you know, why would we buy more stuff?
Yeah, you're right. And then you have that ability to go on a trip. Because I'm telling you, next year, end of next year, I feel like people are going to be able to start getting on those trips.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope so, because that's normally what our present kind of is to each other. Our family is a Christmas trip.
Yeah. Well, there'll be no Christmas trips.
Nope.
No, not this year, Des.
Nope. So what did you get in the T-bone?
No. we talked about not doing gifts either. We'll do stuff for the kids, but it's just
you should
weird
get him
year.
His own set of thongs so he doesn't have to wear yours and stretch them out.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were getting him that.
Well, it's weird that both of you fit in the flat part of the front, but whatever. I mean,
I would never dare to assume what your husband likes to wear between his butt cheeks. I think that's a personal thing, and only his wife should know what he prefers.
Okay, I guess I'll have to check and figure that out.
Yeah.
They got the flosser fanny pack. I'm pretty sure that's going to be what he gets.
Oh, God. Oh. It would be the greatest gift ever. I'm just saying.
I just think it'd be funnier if he had the half cheek thongs. That would just be the funniest thing ever.
The peekaboos? Yes.
The peekaboos.
With the little lace on it?
Not the full thong.
Just the bottom butt part.
Does he have a hairy butt?
No.
Okay, good. Because then it'd be really weird.
Yeah.
It would be.
Then it's like, now it's not funny anymore.
No, it's not funny anymore.
And I love that Des gets more upset than Taylor. Taylor isn't taxed anything. And Des is like, oh my gosh, you guys.
Oh, I'm used to it by now.
He doesn't wear thongs.
Wink.
Wink, wink.
Oh, God.
Not for long once you get a hold of him.
I'll be taking those.
Well, everybody is going to be treating themselves to something for Christmas, so that's good. Enjoy. Are you guys doing anything special, Crisco? I know you're even talking about not putting up a tree.
Yeah, I just, and I know this is going to be unpopular with Des, but I just got to a point where, like, nobody's coming over. We're not doing Thanksgiving together. We're not doing, like, basically no Christmas, no anything like that. My family basically said, okay, well, we're going to say our goodbyes to each other. It's getting to that really scary time. We shouldn't be traveling back and forth. So have a good one. And they're mad at me because I'm not putting up my Christmas tree. Well, we could FaceTime and we could still get together like via FaceTime and see the tree and everything.
True.
Yeah, but what's the point of that?
I don't know. It just adds magic to your house, and you have a beautiful tree that you just got like the last couple years.
Yeah, and I love putting it up, but I feel like this year's just a wash. Just let her go.
Or you try to make the best of it.
Yeah, there is that. And how do you expect to have the feels if you don't put up a tree?
Didn't you just say you're not going to put up a tree?
I don't own one.
His is a I have his tree.
Yeah, she bought it. Bought it. I don't have a tree, and I don't want to go buy one.
Okay, I'll buy you one for Christmas. Oh, you put it up, Ryan. Is that a deal?
He sold it for a reason. He downsized.
Yeah, we're downsizing. Although they gave great ideas at my apartment building for, you know, safe trees, because you can't have a real Christmas tree in an apartment building.
Makes sense.
And so they're like, just put these things on your wall, because it's an apartment. It's smaller, right? You don't have a lot of room. So they're saying it's a tree that you basically attach to the wall.
Oh,
like a half of a tree, sort of.
It's like an outline of a tree, like it's a decorative looking kind of tree, and then you just set your gifts in front of it.
That's sad.
That's an interesting way of doing it.
That's sad.
So yeah, it's apartment living, man. It's a different lifestyle. I'm learning to adapt. Yeah. And I just discovered that we have COVID in our building.
Right.
No.
Yes. Which is fine, because I always wear a mask anyway, and I don't loiter in the halls or do anything. So it'll be fine. It was bound to happen. It's at work, and I've survived, so I'll be fine. Wait to hear how Jimmy Fallon is messing with these NFL players during interviews. You got to hear this. This is pretty darn funny. Coming up next on Crisco, Des, and Ryan After Hours.
The 2020 holidays are going to be a little different this year. A little quieter. A little smaller. As we rethink our holidays, Mall of America rethought Thanksgiving week. Introducing 8 Days of Giving, kicking off our holiday season with generosity and community in mind. Each day focuses on a different kind of giving, from supporting charities to shopping locally owned stores to treating yourself with kindness too. And it's all at Mall of America. Get giving and celebrating at mallofamerica.com.
All right, so this is from Fallon, where he has these NFL players fit different sayings in when they have game interviews.
Oh, no.
Yes. Okay,
here we go.
What is your favorite part about being a receiver? Is it catching a touchdown pass? Is it your dance celebration?
I believe catching the touchdown passes because, you know, they're like Pokemon to me. I gotta have them all.
What makes that connection with you guys on that particular throw so difficult for anybody to defend?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a saying my mom used to say, it must be maple syrup because butter don't drizzle like that.
Ryan, do you stick with the finger roll celebration or do you change it up?
You know, I think I gotta stick with it through the whole process. I learned that's why you call them touchdowns and not touch-ups.
Well, you know, it's, there's not a week that goes by where Coach Reed isn't going to get on you, man. That's his job, you know? Sometimes you just got to be like, take it easy, roller coaster tycoon. You know what I mean?
What your mom said is a quote that I am not familiar with. Can you elaborate a little more on that?
Syrup drizzles. You got to make that play. And a stick of butter, it's a block. You got to put it in the microwave to melt it. That just takes too long. You got to make that play right away, baby. And that's why I'm like the maple syrup. That's why she used to always say that, because I'm quick with it. I just drizzle all over the place.
Ew!
Drizzle all over the place.
Oh, Gronk. You know he's good for one of them.
Oh, of course, right? Was that Gronk?
Yeah, that was Gronk, the maple syrup and the butter one. You can tell because he talks like a bit of a meathead. Like, that's me, baby. I'm Gronk, everybody.
Yeah, he is a meathead. He is like your stereotypical athlete, is he not?
Oh, if you think of the jock from high school,
yep.
That is 100% Gronk, but he seems like a nice enough guy.
Oh totally. Yeah.
He seems like you know, those jocks in school, you were like, oh boy, that's a super popular dude, but he is just like awesome to talk to.
Yeah, Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. Ooh, freezy, freezy.
That was during the Super Bowl. Okay, so there's a story out of China how social media is just the worst. What's going on?
So basically, this is the craziest story. So there's a group of people, and there's a school that has a trip, and they're having this trip, and all the kids are wandering around, and one of the friends is standing next to her pal, and she falls in. She falls into this water that's deep enough to drown in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So she's going and she's fighting, she's flailing. And what does everybody do? There's 100 people around. Everybody pulls out their phone and watches this girl struggle. So she's struggling. She's struggling. And now she is flat out given up. She's going to drown. She's just kind of laying in the water like, I don't know. It's too strong of a current. She can't do anything. And everyone's going, oh, my God, do you see what's happening right now? Everybody, look, no, get a different. And then somebody's on TikTok and somebody's doing all this stuff until somebody finally jumped into the water. And it was like out of nowhere. He just comes flying, throws his shoes off, jumps in, saves the kid and saves her life.
It's kind of like when you were on your back at the state fair and Dez was just filming it and wouldn't help you up.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very similar.
It's like a turtle.
Yeah, that's what you kept saying is I couldn't get up. Yeah.
She couldn't stop laughing.
I mean, if you've ever seen a thing like that.
He's on his back, his legs in the air. Ah, help me.
You weren't injured.
No.
You weren't drowning.
No.
It was funny.
Oh, because you were going to save me if I was drowning, Des?
Of course I would. I've told you I'd save you. I'd give you mouth to mouth.
Okay. You don't have, you know what? Don't. Because I don't want you to get sick.
Oh, thank you.
You are the worst.
I would always save you.
We would definitely do our best to save you.
Ryan, I guarantee you wouldn't.
Yeah, no, I would.
You would call somebody else and be like, seriously, there is a large man. He's got plenty of time. You're going to need to get out here and probably find some sort of orca whale to give him mouth to mouth.
Well, he's already said not it. He won, and so I have to do it if that ever happens.
Every time I walk by the studio, I hear Ryan saying a little prayer. Please don't let him drop dead here today. Please don't let him drop, because if he does, it's going to be a mess. And I am not cleaning that up.
Oh, my gosh, no.
That's terrible.
Please, be sweet 8-pound, 6-ounce baby Jesus.
He wasn't that big.
No. No, buddy, I know that I am bound to suffer for many, many years. And the Lord would never relieve me of my pain and misery early. So you have a lot of years ahead of you. Trust me.
That's, hey.
Yep.
I think of it as a friendship. You think of it as that?
What?
This is, you're my blessing. Hey, look at the time. And
it's
I'm
in his
your
contract
curse.
To be nice to you.
Wait, it is?
Yeah. Unfortunately. All right. First, we have to hear a word from our sponsor, and then Dez is going to do one more round of giving her the business.
Yeah, that's right. Nice Dez is going to ask you to make sure you download PodMN, because not only can you listen to your favorite podcasts, but you can win some free things like restaurant gift cards and shopping gift cards and maybe some cool experiences. It's PodMN.
That was really nice. Now give her the business for making fun of your kid's name.
Yeah, you can't make fun of me. I'm going to find you wherever you live, and I'm going to take you down.
Yeah! Woo! Woo! And I'm going to probably sit down and be friends with you and have a glass of wine and talk about our favorite snacks. Son of a gun. Dang it. Dang you, Sarah. You're so nice.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.